time for learning how easy it is to be healthy and really enjoy life. It's Green Living with Howard Garrett, author, nationally known speaker, and leader in the Green Living approach. Here's Howard.
And welcome, everybody. We've had an interesting week this week. I'm going to talk about the contest, which has generated more enthusiasm than I even expected. We've got we're trying to name the mutts in our new little SPCA dog, Tater, and also Hannah, who we've had for a while. And I'll tell you more about that in just a little bit, whether you've been involved in it yet or not. We'll catch you up to date on where we are on that. And take your calls. Jump on board here. We've got wide open lines for you at 866-444-3478, no matter what you want to talk about. But I want to start this hour visiting with a friend. If you go to our website and you go to the health and lifestyle part of our site, the Dirt Doctor site, you're going to see the smiling face of Amanda Love, and she is with us this morning. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning, Howard.
How in the world are you?
I'm doing great. Enjoying another hot summer day down in Austin, Texas, about to go to the farmer's market.
We actually got a little bit of cooling. We missed the rain yesterday, but it cooled down just a little bit. Amanda writes things for us. In fact, I just printed off the key lime pie. I'm going to try making that key lime pie myself. I missed it when you came out. Is it really as good as you make it sound?
It is so delicious, and it is missing all the bad ingredients that key lime pie normally has, like sweetened condensed milk. It's made with coconut milk and lime juice. It's so delicious.
Well, I'm looking forward to trying it. Amanda is a professional cook and consultant and writer, and you can go to the her section of our website and learn a bunch of things that she offers, and also recipes. She does a monthly recipe for us. But there's a couple of things. One is she does a tea. You've heard me talk about it a lot. It's the Soothing Infusion Tea. And with this heat, it's a great time, if you haven't experienced it yet, to give it a try. Isn't that right?
Oh, yeah. It's so refreshing, quenching. It actually has electrolytes and will really replenish you on these hot days.
One of the things that it doesn't do that I have a problem with, if I drink regular tea up quite a bit, especially if I've already had some coffee, I'll get a little bit of a bellyache with it from all the caffeine probably that's in it. That's not a problem with your tea, is it?
Right. No, that's not a problem because there's no caffeine. It's got rooibos, African redbush, instead of black tea. And rooibos does not have any caffeine, and it's a really amazing herb. It's used as somewhat of a cure-all in Africa, and it has a delicious flavor, and it's got antioxidants, minerals. It soothes digestion. It soothes the nerves. It's good for all kinds of things.
It's good. I enjoy it a lot. I use it as a base a lot of times, and I'll throw in a few of my own homegrown herbs in with it. That doesn't counteract any of its...
It's really used exactly like that as a complementary herb.
Right. It's called Soothing Infusion. It's in our store. It's in the Green Living Shop. It's also in quite a bit of the health food type grocery stores. And if you haven't, you don't have it in the stores near you, you can get it through our website. I want to talk primarily about your event that's coming up. Tell people what you've got on the docket here.
Okay, great. Well, next weekend on Saturday, August 14th, I am holding a nourishing foods, nutrition, and cooking workshop. And this is one of my very favorite things to do because I love to share this information with people on how to reclaim their health with truly nourishing, healing, amazing food, and to enjoy it in the process and have food that actually tastes good. And so I'll be teaching, showing slides from Dr. Weston A. Price of what people used to look like when they're eating their native diet. And
that's a good idea. I've never seen that slideshow.
It's very fascinating. And then how people's bone structure have actually changed in this modern day from eating this modern diet, and then educate people about, you know, what our ancestors ate, what foods really nourish us, what foods we should get back to, and which foods we need to avoid that have made us sick, basically. So that's the first part. And then I'll be teaching a lot of different cooking lessons. One is going to be all about real dairy, like raw milk versus pasteurized milk, and then how to make cultured dairy products like kefir, yogurt, how to make whey, how to make your own creme fraiche. I'll give you a taste of some real cream, raw cream, which is it's so delicious. And then I'll be teaching how to make lacto-fermented sodas. So this is actual real sodas with natural carbonation, but they're completely natural and homemade, and they are so delicious. And you can make these at home. These drinks are far better than any soda you could find in the store, and actually good for you with probiotics. And so I'll be teaching how to make a healthy ginger ale, lime mint kefir soda. You can make lemon balm ales. You can make all kinds of different herbal concoctions and sodas. And then I'll be teaching how to make kombucha, beet kvass as well. And then I'll also,
you're going to be busy.
Oh yeah, we have a lot to cover.
How do people sign up for this event?
People sign up by they can go to my website. There's the flyer for this event is on my homepage. If you just scroll down, that's thebarefootcook.com. And at the bottom of that flyer is how to sign up. You can either go to this website or call this phone number to sign up.
And that's next Saturday, right?
Next Saturday.
In Austin?
In Austin, Texas, yes. Saturday from 9 to 6.
All right.
And I'll also be teaching how to make cultured vegetables like sauerkraut the very best way, because I've really figured it out over the years, the very best way to make it, and how to make bone broth and soups and stews and sauces, all about the best kind qualities of meat, what are good fats, what are bad fats, the reason to eat salt and what kind of salt you need to eat, because not all salt is created equal.
Right.
All about vegetables, all about seasonal cooking. I'll also be talking about laws and bills that we need to be aware of that are trying to be passed in the Senate that are possibly going to limit our food rights.
One thing we need to do is get some video set up so we can actually put a podcast of your great cooking demonstrations like this on the website so people can't get to Austin can access it. So you might talk around, see if somebody on very short notice could set up something like that, and it'd be good for all of us.
Thank you. Yes, that is a great idea. I really need to do that.
Well, Amanda Love, we appreciate your help as always. Good luck with the event next Saturday,
thank
the cooking
you.
Workshop. And for people to get information and sign up and be there, go to thebarefootcook.com.
Yes. Thank you so much, Howard. It's so nice to talk to you.
Same here, Amanda. We'll talk more later, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Have a great day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
And that's our friend Amanda Love, and you can get all her information on dirtdoctor.com and go to her website as well. And we'll put a link to her event that's coming up on our site as well, because that sounds great. She's going to cover a lot of stuff, all of which, by the way, I recommend. But the main one that I can't believe I've missed doing this already, is I'm going to make that key lime pie myself. Watch out, Judy. She may be scared of me taking this on, but we'll give it a whirl and let you know what it looks like and how it tastes. I'm sure it'll be great. Open lines for you at 866-444-3478. Sherry will be first up in just a minute, but let me tell you about the contest. We have had just a tremendous response this week. We've had over 120 entries to the Guess the Mutt Mix contest. If you haven't gotten involved in it, you go to dirtdoctor.com and where it mentions the mutt over there on the home page over there on the left-hand side, what it actually says is identify the mutt contest. Click on that. It has two slideshows of the two mutts in question. One is our new little SPCA mutt, Tater. He's brand new from there, and just a couple of weeks we've had him. And then we're also going to see what Hannah's heritage is. What came up was that we discovered through Tropical John and the Southland people distribute this product to the retail stores. It is available at Green Living, the Green Living shop. And it is a test kit. You swab the dog's mouth, and it's a big old long Q-tip is what it is, two of them. You swab the dog's mouth real well, put it in this envelope that they provide, send it in, and then they give you a report as to what the mix of breeds is that makes up your mutt. I'm fascinated with the whole thing, looking forward to seeing what both of them are. The contest is to guess which what is the mix, and the prizes I'll tell you a little bit more about when I come back. Howard Garrett, don't go away. Thrive by Alpha Biosystems may be the most important product that has come on the market since I've been preaching organics. Beneficial bacteria plus mycorrhizal fungi to enhance the soil life, clean up pet odors, clear up ponds and water features, and heal sick plants. Thrive works great, it's cost effective, and it's good for all planting. For more information, go to alphabiosystems.com or call them 888-265-7929 or check with your local organic retailer.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products, like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
There's a brand new product from Zeotech. It's one specifically for bed preparation to go along with the kitty crystals, the best cat litter around, critter crystals for the other small pets, Z-Quine for horses, Zeobrite for the pool filter, and now Turfaid for organic bed preparation. For more information on the Zeolite that I recommend, go to zeotechcorp.com or check with your local nursery, feed store, or hardware store and ask for Zeotech Zeolite recommended by the Dirt Doctor.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
If you are currently having trouble hearing, or if you have a friend or relative that's having trouble hearing you, I've got a recommendation. It's Affordable Hearing. It's the hearing aid company that I recommend. Several locations. First of all, Fort Worth, Dallas, Mineral Wells, and Weatherford. They'll even meet with you on Saturday or Sunday if that will help. Their hearing helpline is 800-521-1592, and it's available 7 days a week to answer your questions. Also, the same number to call for an appointment, 800-521-1592. Take advantage of getting a free test and taking one of the hearing aids home to try for a while with no obligation. You will be glad you did. It's Affordable Hearing, 800-521-1592. Had trouble with other hearing aids in the past? Well, that's even more reason to take advantage of this opportunity. Call Greg Keeney and his staff at Affordable Hearing and try them out. 800-521-1592.
What cookware should I use? It's a great question because you may already be aware of the problems with pesticides on produce, the mercury in fish, and the chemicals generally in our food. But you may not be aware that your choice of kitchenware can make a difference too. Typical pots and pans can contain chemicals which can leach into your food, Teflon in particular, but also aluminum and PVC plastic. Here are some guidelines to watch for. Avoid nonstick pans, pots, bakeware, and utensils because they contain Teflon. Although nonstick kitchenware is very convenient, Teflon is made from toxic compounds which have been linked to cancer and reproductive problems. Avoid aluminum pots and pans that may cause aluminum to leach into the food. It's best to use glass bakeware and stainless steel or cast iron pots and pans. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great health-improving products for your kitchen.
Many years ago, while growing up in the nutrient-rich green countryside of Japan, surrounded by pure springs and running water, Dr. O'Hara had the genesis for the idea that would become the fermentation process for one of Japan's best probiotics. Dr. O'Hara discovered the wonders of probiotics, or lactic acid bacteria, when traveling in Malaysia. After researching the Malaysian diet, Dr. O'Hara concluded it must be the fermented foods they ate that contained these beneficial probiotic bacteria that contributed to their good digestion and enhanced immune health. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics 12 Plus is the ultimate in probiotic supplementation, combining ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 strains of live cultures for maximum effectiveness, and no refrigeration is required.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
All right, Howard, back with you, and an open line, so jump on here at 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478, 866-444-3478. Sherry and Melissa first up. Hey, Sherry.
Hey, how are you?
Doing good.
I got a quick question for you. We have our vegetable garden, and we've had a serious squash bug issue this year. We tried the DE, and I'd heard that you could use a soap mixture to potentially kill the squash bugs, and we tried that, but it actually killed the plant and the squash bugs as well. So
it doesn't work very well, does it?
Yeah, it didn't, not too well. And so we're working on our fall garden and just planted our squash, zucchini, and pumpkins, and we don't want to contend with the same issues. So
well, first of all, you're going to have less pressure from squash bugs and squash vine borers both in the fall than you did in the spring, but you could still have some issues. It's been a very common, maybe the most common pest question that I've been getting, and we've written a lot about it the last few weeks, both for the Dallas Morning News column and for the website, and just getting back with people directly and all that sort of thing. The squash bugs and squash vine borers we sort of deal with together because some of the techniques work for both of them. Are yours definitely squash bugs?
I believe so. They're they have the eggs, and we tried to, control it by hand, but we just couldn't. They just overran the garden.
Okay, and the adults look like kind of an elongated stink bug. Okay,
yes.
Yeah, that's the squash bugs. One of the things that we got a really good tip on from one of the listeners is this, and I don't know if you have any bay planted or not. If you don't, you may want to do that, and everybody might want to plant it because, one, bay is a great plant. It's easy to grow. It has a lot of uses anyway. But he told us that he took bay leaves from his bay plant and ground them up. I think he used a mulching lawnmower to do it. He had a pretty big plant, apparently, and he mixed the bay leaves, ground up bay leaves, into the soil as part of the bed preparation.
Okay.
And he said he didn't have squash bugs for the first time in something like 30 or 40 years. He'd been gardening a long time, and he said he had zero as a result. And it just makes common sense because the bay leaves, we used to put in the cupboard to run off moths and things like that in the house. And so putting them in the soil, and even in a dry form, fresh or dry, they really have a long-lasting fragrance. And the squash bugs, and maybe the vine borers too, would be repelled to some degree. The other thing about the squash bugs that we talked about in our vegetable gardening book that we did, Malcolm and I did, we got from Sam Kottner, who was a friend of ours, not an organic guy, an A&M guy that did a book before we did from a chemical standpoint. But one of the things that Sam brought up to us was that if you have trouble with those kind of critters on your zucchini and squash, one of the things that you can do is plant more plants. He said the more plants you have, the less chance there is. And he couldn't explain why, but he said the more plants that you have, the less pressure you have from those two insect pests. So you might give that a shot. And if you have room, if you don't have room, you have to go with some of these other techniques. The other thing, Sherry, that both Tropical John and I both have been experimenting with now for a couple of years and seeing great results is spraying. And we've got a friend that's in the commercial spray business in Georgia that's given us some feedback along these lines too. Spraying your plants on a regular basis, regular being weekly or every 2 weeks, with Garrett juice, the whole Garrett juice mixture, you know, make your own or use a commercial one, either one. Use the one that has fish, one that's called Garrett Juice Plus, and there's two different products on the market now if you don't want to make your own that are in that category. Spray on a regular basis, but add BioWash to the Garrett juice spray. And the BioWash on a commercial basis, the people that are doing it and seeing great success are putting it in at really low levels. They're putting it in at about a teaspoon per gallon. You know, very, very small. On a home vegetable garden, kick it up to about a tablespoon per gallon. You know, it's still very economical at that rate. And you'll see not only some help in controlling the pest, but also increase plant and fruit production.
Sure. And I have the Garrett Juice Plus, and I actually ordered lemon balm as well because we couldn't find it in this area. So I was going to plant that between and see if it helped.
Probably won't hurt. I don't see squash bugs around my place too much, and I planted lemon balm years ago, and you know how that is. Once you plant it one time, you've got it forever. And I don't see those critters around my place too much, so it may be a help.
But it's okay to put the Garrett Juice Plus on. Right now, they're up about 3 or 4 inches. My squash plants are.
Yeah, just don't do it during the heat of the day. I did it the other day on purpose just to see, you know, if it would burn. And there were, I don't know, probably 2% of the leaves got burned on the edges just a little bit, you know, spraying during 100-something degrees. But that's just not smart to do. The thing to do is to do it early in the morning while it's cool, or, you know, really late in the afternoon after it's cooled off, or during a cloudy day or something like that.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, good luck.
All right, great. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Uh-huh. And we've got open lines for you, so jump on here. I'd like to chat with you. It's 1-866. I have some things to cover, but I'd like for you to visit with me. 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett. And if you haven't gone there lately, dirtdoctor.com, the site.
Clean, pure water is crucial to our health. Aquasana home water filtration products have been voted Best Buy by Consumers Digest 6 years in a row. Visit aquasana.com or call 1-866-NO-BOTTLE for the Dirt Doctor special. 20% off factory direct purchases. Tell them the Dirt Doctor sent you, or use the promo code Dirt Doctor at checkout to receive your 20% discount. Free same day shipping and a free Aquasana glass water bottle. Order now by calling 1-866-NO-BOTTLE or visit aquasana.com and make sure to use the Dirt Doctor promo code.
Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His Natural Organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at DirtDoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
Spring is here, and it often brings the need for many home repair projects. Is your household budget stretched so it's hard to afford basic home repairs and improvement projects? Here are some green living, do-it-yourself projects that will enhance your health and save you money. Fix a leaky faucet. Paint a room with low VOC paint. Install an attic tent to create an air transfer barrier between your attic and living areas. Install a solar attic fan. Enjoy a high-powered, water-saving showerhead. Purchase do-it-yourself radiant barrier for your attic ceiling. Or get an easy-to-install under-sink water filtration system. These projects require having the right tools and, more importantly, great information so you don't have to figure everything out by yourself. Visit HowardGarrett.com for helpful step-by-step advice, how-to guides, and the best products for your spring green living home improvement projects.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and jump on an open line here at 1-866-444-3478. Garlic Mike is with us. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Howard. Got an opportunity. I met a fella in a Jersey. Mike shared a table with him and found out he's kind of in charge of one of the local hotels I've worked in before.
Uh-huh.
Have a lot of interior plants in a big lobby area. Talked to him, you know, constantly with everyone about organics and discussed about the Garrett Juice treatment, Garrett Juice Plus.
Mm-hmm.
My concern after talking to him, because I've worked and been in the hotel, is that it's a large area, but it doesn't have any, like, high-pressure airflow through it, so the air kind of is a little stale, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
And I'm afraid the fish and the vinegar in it might be a bit overwhelming. This is a fairly extensive and varied plant base in here. And so I'm wondering if I do this and I spray it, could it or would it help if I came through with a light dusting of zeolite? Because as the zeolite, as I understand, absorbs the ammonia compounds and the sulfur compounds and stuff, it turns black. And so it would blend in with the soil and the top dressing without any real, you know, obvious presence.
Well, I don't know how dark it'll turn, but it definitely will lock up the ammonia to a degree. But there's a couple of things. One, I think that's a good idea, Mike. I'd try that. I'd like to get the feedback about how well it worked. But the other thing on interior plants, I wouldn't use Garrett Juice Plus.
Okay.
I'd use a regular Garrett Juice.
Okay. Just because of the variety of the plants, I figured I'd you know, even if I had to cut it to half strength or even if I had to go maybe, you know, down to 25% dilution, you know, of regular concentrate.
Well, there's a couple of reasons you don't need to use the Plus, Garrett Juice Plus, on an interior planting kind of thing. One is the fish does have an odor. The two products that are on the market, one of them has a stronger odor than the other, and I don't know if it's the where the liquid fish came from, it probably is, or what it is. But when you use regular Garrett juice that doesn't have fish in it, it really has a pretty pleasant fragrance because the molasses tends to be the overpowering fragrance in it.
Okay.
So try it both ways and try your zeolite idea, and I think that you'll find a solution there. The other reason that you probably don't need Garrett Juice Plus, the fish part of it, is that you don't need much fertility in interior plants. We're not looking for a lot of growth.
No.
We're looking for maintenance. We're looking for the plant to just kind of stay. You know, when you get a whole lot of growth on interior plantings, they become a problem. You know, they get too tall and leggy, and pruning is an issue and all that.
Well, they've been using one of the, you know, the green stuff mixes, and I know the soil is not going to be healthy. I know I'm going to be fighting, you know, conditions that are inherent to that process and the change over to totally organic.
Yeah, anytime one of those blue-green soluble things has been used, whether it's Peter's 20-20-20 or Miracle-Gro or any of the rest of them, they're all about the same. You're going to get a salting up effect over a period of time, plus just destruction of the biological activity or never having it in good shape in the first place. So,
am I going to get any fragrance from the Thrive products? Because I've used that in my yard and in my garlic patch, but I've never really dealt with it with interiors.
No, it won't be a problem at all. In fact, I was going to say that'd probably be a good thing to add to the regular Garrett juice. And if you do that, and this is a tip for anybody listening, that's probably all you need for an interior fertility program is regular Garrett juice and Thrive.
And then what about an initial dry molasses treatment over the whole bed area just to kind of start the process in the right direction?
Wouldn't be bad. I like the fragrance myself. I think some people would probably think that dry molasses, the molasses fragrance is overwhelming a little bit because it's different. So put a little out. If you put too much, you're going to develop a little bit of fungus. It's really good, you know, for firing up biological activity, and you may get a little more growth on the mulch and on the surface, and people think it's a problem.
Work it in then, you say.
Yeah, I'd do that. And some of the other products that are a kind of a Garrett juice type mixture, you know, whatever brand or whatever exact mixture, would work just as well, but just stay away from the harsh synthetic fertilizer ingredients.
Well, I've really personally enjoyed the Soil Mender products. Their molasses seems to be dark and rich. Their Garrett juice seems to be fragrant and rich and consistent, and I've always used them, and that's just seen. I'm kind of stuck in a rut with them, I guess.
Well, give
work, but I'll
that's
go
fine.
With
them. Give this zeolite thing a try that you're talking about, and give me some feedback on that. That's an interesting idea you had.
I'm still negotiating. I'm trying to sell it, but
okay.
I'll keep you updated.
Okay, thanks, man.
Thanks, Howard.
All right, it's Margaret in Plano next. Hey, Margaret.
Hey, Howard. How are you today?
Doing well. What's going on,
Howard? I've got about a 5 to 10 acre piece of property. It's gravel covered, and it's a display area for the products we sell. And we're trying to come up with a way to get rid of the weeds. The weeds are taking over. There are power lines that run across the property, so we have lots of birds. And the weeds are, they're encroaching. It's looking more like a lawn than a gravel lot. Any ideas for me?
Well, the gravel walkways and lots and utility areas and whatever else you have, that's where the vinegar, the strong vinegar sprays work the best. And you sometimes have to do it more than once, especially if it's Bermuda grass and nutsedge. In the nutsedge areas, I would really put a heavy amount of molasses, and then the nutsedge will slowly die out over a period of time. It takes longer from my experiments than I'd like, but it works. It just takes a while for it to happen. The other thing that you could kick around, Margaret, in a situation like that is the flamethrowers. There, I've got a little propane flamethrower myself that I've been playing with at the office. If you're around any dry material at all that could catch on fire, you know, it's a flamethrower. You know, it's got that potential risk. But out in a gravel situation, you could burn things up with that flamethrower, and it will work very well. If you use a combination of vinegar sprays or fatty acid sprays, something like the EcoSmart or one of the other Scythe or one of the other products, along with the flamethrower, I think you can totally wipe it all out in short order.
I'd like to wipe it out forever, but, you know, that just doesn't work that way.
Well, no, weed seed are going to blow in, and things will grow in gravel. So, and, you know, when there's soil around the gravel, which there's going to be, the weed seed really like that situation, and Mother Nature's trying to grow some plants and cover it up. I mean, that's what goes on naturally.
I feel guilty because you're doing so much to promote growing things, and I'm trying to kill them.
Well, in that situation, you got to do it, but
right.
I think that I would start with the vinegar and then try one of those little propane things just for the experience of it and see how it works for you. Give me some feedback.
I'll do that. I think I'm going to have fun with that flamethrower.
Okay.
I hope you don't hear about my accident.
All right. Just be careful.
I will. Thanks so much. Appreciate your help.
Talk to you later.
All righty. Bye-bye.
I can't remember the brand name of mine. It's something Fire Dragon or something like that. There's several of them on the market. I need to put it. Well, it may be in the library of DirtDoctor.com. I may have a picture of mine in there, so check that out under Torch or Flamethrower. If it's not there, I'll make a note right now to put it in there for you so you can see it. It may already be there. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Dave in Grapeland, Texas. Hey, Dave.
Yeah, morning. I called you here a while back about my peas. I got big peas on them now, and I got some brown all over them. Some kind of bug.
Now, you're saying peas?
Yeah, purple-hull peas.
Like purple-hull peas? What I would recommend to you, probably have some kind of little disease hitting for some reason there, Dave. I've got two different kinds coming up and just producing like crazy in my garden right now. And boy, they are clean as a whistle, and I haven't even been doing anything except Garrett juice and the BioWash product, like I was telling an earlier caller. So if you haven't tried that yet, I'd give it a whirl.
Okay. And I've got peach trees, and I'm going to set some 5-gallon buckets base one with a little hole in the bottom.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to fertilize them. I was going to pour, you know, Garrett juice and Thrive and stuff in there. I just wondered how often I need to do that.
Well, the Thrive is firing up biological activity, and once you've used it a couple of times, there's a question about how often you need to keep on doing it. Any, if you do it on an ongoing basis, like once a month and at a diluted rate, that's probably a good thing. The Garrett juice, if it's your regular fertilization, you can use it as often as every week or 2 weeks. You can use it in a kind of a diluted way that often, and it not only wouldn't hurt anything, it would be very, very helpful. But once you've fired up all the biological activity in the soil, you don't necessarily have to keep putting more and more microbes out. They're going to maintain themselves if you continue to use the soft, gentle organic fertilizers.
Okay. And one more thing. I've got 3 pear trees there. I planted them in 07.
Mm-hmm.
They've been real good. And this week, just overnight, 2 of them just turned yellow. Turn yellow as they can be, and the other one's doing just fine. I just wondered if the gophers may be eating the roots.
Well, it's possible. Is all of the foliage all over the whole plant turning yellow?
There's three or four leaves have still got a little green in them. That's
but
it.
Most of the plant, that's very, very unusual. That's a possibility. If you've got any sign of moles or gophers or anything, I'd put out the mole scram or gopher scram. Also, get a probe, use an old golf club shaft or a pipe probe or something, and see if maybe you have a perched water table, too much water standing in that area.
No, it's definitely
or
not
too dry. Water. You know, the other side of the coin could be the issue, staying too dry too.
Well, that third tree is just as pretty as it always is.
Probe the soil, and I think you're going to discover what's the difficulty and what's the difference.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Yeah, just a great probe from an old golf club. Get a driver, a long club, and break the or saw the head off if you do it at an angle. Yeah, so it kind of has a sharp situation. It'll push down in the soil very easily. If it won't push down in the soil, chances are really good that it is too dry. Dwayne, well, I'll tell you what, Dwayne, let's not rush. Can you hang on a minute?
Sure.
Okay, I'll be back. He's going to run me out here for a while. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. To get our newsletter, send us an email. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. Let's talk about Munster Natural Dog Food. It's made with a blend of five different grains, and that's different because most pet foods have only one or two. Flaxseed is added to become the richest source of omega-3 in any pet food out there. Nutritional experts have found that a diet rich in omega-3 and natural antioxidants significantly improves the health and appearance of animals. Natural tocopherols, which are a source of vitamin E, citric acid, and rosemary extract are the natural antioxidants used in Munster Natural instead of the toxic chemicals that I don't like BHA, BHT, and ethoxyquin. Fortified with vitamins and minerals, Munster Natural comes in three different rations for puppies, mothers, and athletes, for normally active dogs, and for senior and less active dogs. But also now, the latest addition is Munster Natural's chicken and rice formula, which contains no wheat or corn. Munster Natural cat food has the same basic special ingredients.
Lately, there's been a buzz about probiotics, but some of us are still left wondering what they are and why they're so important. The term probiotic refers to dietary supplements or foods that contain beneficial or good bacteria, comparable to those normally found in your body. These good bacteria are depleted by the stresses of everyday modern life. Probiotics help to keep your digestion healthy and boost your overall immune health. In order to maintain the correct ratio of good to bad bacteria, it's necessary for us to supplement our diets with a high-quality probiotic. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning Probiotics 12 Plus is a pioneer of probiotic supplementation. Each capsule contains superior natural ingredients and no refrigeration is required, making it perfect for traveling. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
This spring, keep your lawn in shape with quality outdoor power equipment from Steel. Clear leaves and yard debris with the Steel BG55 handheld blower, just $149.99. Great for quickly cleaning driveways, sidewalks, and hard-to-reach places, the BG55 is a reliable handheld blower at an affordable price. and tackle tough spring weeds with the FS45 grass trimmer. Lightweight and well-balanced, this trimmer makes lawn care a breeze. And at $149.99, you get more value for your money. Get the job done with the Steel MS-170 chainsaw. This reliable lightweight saw is ideal for your home wood cutting needs. And the anti-vibration system allows for comfortable operation. Now just $179.99 with a 14-inch bar. Check out the full line of Steel outdoor power equipment and discover the difference a Steel can make. See your local Steel dealer today or visit steeldealers.com. That's S-T-I-H-L dealers.com. All prices and promotions are BME SRP. Available at participating dealers while supplies last.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers. Nitrogen-only products are even worse. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. Mow turf as needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Howard Garrett back with you, and Dwayne is patiently waiting. Thanks, Dwayne.
How you doing, sir?
Doing very well. What can I do for you?
I got two things. My wife's got a couple of persimmon trees, and there's bugs that are eating the leaves, and we're afraid they're going to eat the fruit. What can we spray on those?
What kind of bugs are they? Are they the big green June bugs by any chance, or are they something smaller?
We can't see it, and it's sort of making like a sunburn mark on the leaves and then some like holes in it. She's been killing a lot of those, like they're like big worm type caterpillar things.
Caterpillars. You may have some stink bugs on there too. Mine my persimmon's looking pretty good. The fruit is not going to be as large this year, I don't think, because of the heat, but overall it's looking good. I'm not seeing any symptoms similar to what you're saying. I think I'd recommend the same thing to you that I've told a couple of people today. It's a basic kind of a long-term management program that just has given us great results, getting all kind of good feedback, and that is to spray the Garrett Juice mixture with the biowash or plant wash, basically the same product mixed in with it, and you get the foliar feeding benefit along with the insect control, and it seems to stimulate and help plant growth very, very well, mixing the two things together.
Where can you get that product?
Well, you can get it under the name Plant Wash in most of the stores in Texas, to tell you the truth. You may have to call around, not 100% of them. And if they don't have it, they can get it through the regular distribution system. Tropical John, you know, has a blog on our site and everything, and he can help you with where it might be available as close by as anywhere. And the final thing is, if you can't find it in any of the retail stores, which we hope you can get it off our website out of the Green Living shop. But it's become a pretty popular product, so it's around out there in a lot of stores now.
Okay. She also has jalapeno plants.
Uh-huh.
And the jalapenos themselves are getting ate up by something. It almost looks like a big white mark on them.
Sunburn.
Sunburn or...
Well, Dwayne, it probably is sunburn. I have some peppers that I put out for a fall garden, and they burned a little bit. This 105-degree weather, when those things are in full sun, is pretty brutal. I had the same thing happen on some fall tomatoes that I put out. They were looking bad. What I did was I simply did some pruning. I pruned a little volunteer pecan tree that was coming up, and I put it in the cage. I have a kind of a A-frame cage over my tomatoes, and I stuck that cutting in there so it shaded the plants in the afternoon. You can put a bamboo teepee over it and cover it with even some shade cloth if you want to go that way. But if you shade the plants, especially in the afternoon sun, one is they won't get that burn anymore, and two, they may even produce better. Peppers especially like some shade. That's all that is burn from this incredible heat that we're having.
Okay. You know how to get rid of Dallas grass.
Dig it up and throw some compost in the holes. It's it's a tough weed. You can spray and kill it with the vinegars and fatty acids, but then you have a brown spot there. So the best thing to do is just chop it out, throw it in the compost pile, be done with it, and throw some compost in the hole, improve the soil, and then the turf will take over, and you've taken care of the problem.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Dwayne. Appreciate the call very much. Barbara's turn in Newark.
Yes, sir.
Texas, is that right?
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
What's going on?
I wanted to know, I just read recently about pruning roses. My roses haven't looked so great for a while. They've had some of that rust stuff on them, like rust leaf. But I read where this is the time to cut them back in August, about one-third. Is that something you agree with, that it's early August, cut them back by one-third?
It's probably not a bad idea. I cut them back whenever I need to.
Uh-huh.
I use the old roses, and they're real pretty bushes and respond to that. But this is a good time to do what you're thinking about and have a new flush of growth and flowers then that will happen in the fall.
In the fall, yeah. And then in February, it says cut them back by a third. Do you think that's a good
It's a good rule of thumb. It's what all rosarians talk about.
Yeah.
If they haven't gotten too big for where they are, you don't need to do that. That recommendation came from people who are trying to grow the largest flowers rather than the prettiest plant.
Okay.
So you don't have to do it for the health of the plant. If you do it, it will tend to help stimulate a bigger single blooms, which you may not be.
Okay, and will Thrive help the rust that they get on the leaves, you know, the yellow and brown color?
Well, the Thrive product in the soil will give you indirect help for all kind of insects and disease problems because it makes the root system bigger and healthier and covered with mycorrhizal fungi and the beneficial bacteria in there. You can also get the benefit by spraying the Garrett juice and the plant wash or bio wash on the foliage.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Howard. I appreciate it.
Appreciate the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And one thing that I did not tell you, Kevin's going to run me off, but I needed to tell you about the a blog, Logan's blog. We got some new pictures of Logan's puppies in Costa Rica, and a nice shot of Logan, too. So check it out. She sent us some interesting pictures of some beasts, monkeys and birds, and just the local scenery there, and we've got it in the blog on dirtdoctor.com. To get our newsletter, send us an email. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. We got the Sunday show tomorrow, and we'd love to talk to you again. Same telephone number then. Call early if you have trouble getting in. It's 866-444-3478. Enjoy your gardens out there, and stay green. Talk to you later.